The series this month here at the Mission has been on Jesus Is. Jesus Is. And tonight we're going to be talking about Jesus Is Our Security. So if you have a Bible, you can turn to John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. If you don't have a Bible, I'll read it to you. John 10, verses 27 through 29. And Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hands. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." So tonight we're speaking on Jesus Is Our Security. I want you to think about a few scenarios here tonight as we open up this message. And a lot of people, when they hit the age of 62 or 65 or 67, they're getting close to retirement. Anybody know of anybody close to retirement? Okay. And people a lot of times try to find security, these retiring people, try to find security in their 401ks, their retirement savings, their pensions. And they feel that if they have their house paid off and their car paid off and they've got this money in the bank and they've got money coming in on a consistent basis, that they can enjoy their retirement, they can enjoy their spouse, and they can enjoy their children and their grandchildren, and they have this sense of safety and security in retirement, in their the money they have in the bank or the money coming to them. But friends, it's only a false sense of security. It's only a temporary, and it lasts only for a short while. Other people, you know, facing problems in life, and you might be here today, other people try to find security from problems in drugs and alcohol. And, you know, if you're going through a storm today, or people going through a storm today, somebody listening is going through a storm or a problem in a challenge in your life right now, they try to drown their problem. They try to forget their problem in the drugs and in the alcohol. They try to find security in those chemicals. But friends, you know what? Drugs and alcohol only give temporary relief and temporary escape. And you know, drugs and alcohol only gives a false sense of security, so that when that escape, that relief runs out, they run back to it, and hence the addiction. And so you might be struggling with that tonight. It might be some drug addiction. It may be some alcoholic addiction that you have tonight that you turn to continuously to give you a sense of safety, to give you a sense of security, friends. But you know what? It only lasts for a short while. Other people try to find security in wrong sexual relationships and, you know, being physically intimate with somebody who is not their spouse. And the thing is this, it only lasts so long, and when that relationship runs out, they've got to run to the next relationship. You know, that intimacy with somebody who is not your spouse only provides temporary security, temporary escape, temporary relief. Because you know what? Human beings are imperfect. And the Word of God says it, and sometimes human beings will turn their back on you. But there's one who will never leave us and never forsake us, and His name is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
So people turn to relationships, human relationships, wrong human relationships, to find some temporary security. Other people turn to false religions in order to find a sense of security. False religious leaders. I was in India about 6 or 7 years ago, did a lot of missionary work in the country of India. And I was in North India, a city called New Delhi, and I was staying at a place called the YWCA, and there's a little kind of a place where you can eat outside by a side patio. And I met this Caucasian lady there, and she met me and my Indian friend, and she was talking to us. And she told us that at that point, she had been coming to India for about 6 years. She came to India because she had heard about this Hindu religious leader. And she said, you know, he was unimpressive, he was short, he had a big head, you know, a lot of hair on his head, he wasn't that physically attractive, she said, but you know what, he's given me words of advice. He just shows up at night and gives me words of advice, and I find security in this person. But friends, let me tell you something. Religions of the world, religious leaders, except Christian leaders, only provide temporary security. It's a false sense of security. How many here agree today? And we kept talking to this lady, this Caucasian lady who kept coming to India, and basically she was arguing back and forth with my Indian host. And he finally asked her, he said, "Man, let me ask you this. Is this Indian leader, this Hindu leader, is he able to give you peace?" And she did not respond because the understood response was no. There is no one, there is no thing that can give us peace, friends. There is no one, there is no thing that can give us any true sense of security. There's only one, and we're going to talk about that in the next few minutes. Amen? You know, somebody said this once, and it's so true, that everybody on this earth is born with a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. Let me say it again. Everybody on the face of this earth is born with a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. Got a Bible you can turn to, Ecclesiastes 3. If not, I'll just read it. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 3. Talking about God in verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. God has set eternity in the heart of every single person on the face of this earth, from north to south, east to west. Eternity is on the inside of every single person. I have a business, and we work in a lot of people's homes in South Tulsa and Midtown, and sometimes we work on homes that are really, really beautiful and really big and decorated really nicely. And every time I look at these homes and talk to these people, it's like they're trying to establish a little heaven here on this earth. I talked about this just a few minutes ago. They've got these beautiful mansions, these beautiful homes, and well decorated on the inside, and they're looking for heaven here on this earth. Why is it, friend? Because eternity is on the inside of every single person. As I said just a minute ago, everybody is born with a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. And people try to fill that God-shaped vacuum with other things. They try to find security with other things, as I spoke about. And nobody, nothing can give you security and peace on the inside except Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. He gives true and everlasting security that surpasses any human understanding. Amen? Word of God calls him the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He gives security and peace on the inside that surpasses any human understanding. That's good news, isn't it? Amen. None of the things that I mentioned earlier will ever be able to snatch you out of the hands of Jesus Christ. Let's read John 10 again. He says this in verse 28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hands. No one can snatch them out of my hands. You know, once a person has really found Jesus Christ, once a person has had a true conversion experience with Jesus Christ, none of the things that I talked about earlier, retirement, money, houses, drugs, alcohol, wrong relationships, religions, false religious leaders, none of those things can ever snatch that person out of the hands of Jesus again. Because once you really meet Jesus, once you have a true conversion experience with Jesus Christ, God the Son, you've experienced the best. And once you've experienced the best, Jesus Christ, why go back to the things that give only temporary security, temporary escape, temporary relief? Is that making sense? Once you've tasted of the best, you're not going to go back to the drugs. You're not going to go back to the alcohol. You're not going to go back to the love of money. You're not going to go back to the love of things. You're not going to go back to those wrong human relationships. You're not going to go to cults and false religions because you've tasted the best. And the best lives on the inside of you. And His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It's hard to go back to the vomit you came out of when you've experienced the very best thing in this world, and His name is Jesus. And maybe at this point in your life, you haven't really experienced Jesus. Maybe you have not had that true conversion experience with Jesus Christ. At the end of this meeting, you'll have the opportunity to give your life to Jesus or to recommit your life to Him. Amen? Amen. All right. Jesus wants to be your security and peace in the middle of the storm you might be going through. You might be going through some storm in your life today, or a storm may come across your life in the days and the weeks and the months to come. It may be financial lack. It may be a broken relationship. I don't know what storm you're going through right now, an addiction. I don't know what storm is in your life right now, friends, but Jesus Christ can give you peace in the middle of your storm. If He's living right here in your heart, you can have peace, you can have calmness, you can have security in the middle of life's biggest challenges. Amen? Amen. You know, let me give you a personal story here. Some of you may have heard this before, but tsunami hit Asia back in December of 2004, if you might remember. And God just laid it on my heart to do some tsunami relief in the country of India. And so I put a team together of four people, myself and three others, raised the funds. We were ready to go out to India, South India, in the summer of 2005. So the night before I fly out, we fly out, I receive a call from one of my team members. And he says this, he says, "Jonathan, I've got some bad news. I've had a medical emergency in my life." He said, "The doctor's telling me right now I shouldn't travel to India." This is the night before we travel out, like 12 hours before. I'm like, "You're kidding me." And my mind begins to race. I'm like, "My goodness, did I miss it? Did I schedule the trip at the wrong time? Should I not have scheduled it? Should I reschedule it? We've raised the funds. People are waiting for us in India." So there was a storm of thoughts going through my mind. Anybody ever been there? Where you start to worry, you start thinking about the same negative thing over and over and over again, and you're hit with a storm of thoughts. Amen? We've all been there, right? So I was hit with a storm of thoughts in my mind, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, "God, I need your help right now." And in the middle of that storm that I was experiencing, guess what? I had peace deep down on the inside. Why is that? Why did I have peace in the middle of that storm? Because Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, lives on the inside of me. And I just sense God saying, "You know what, Jonathan? It'll be okay. Go to India." I basically lost half my team because this man and his wife were coming. They were half the team. So the next morning, I flew out anyway with the other team member. We went to India. It was awesome. We brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to a South Indian village who had never heard the gospel before. We brought tsunami relief. We taught in a Bible school. So many people were blessed with the gospel. But I had peace in the middle of the storm. And friends, you may be going through a storm in your life right now. Don't turn to the things of this world to find security and peace. It is only found in Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And He wants a relationship with you starting tonight. There is not another moment to waste. You see, friends, the next hour is not guaranteed us. The next day is not guaranteed us. If you were to step into eternity in the next hour, where would you spend it? In heaven with God and Jesus, or God forbid, in hell with the devil? I want to spend it in heaven one day. How about you? Well, we've got to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ wants to be your security in every area. He wants to be your security in all of your life. Amen? Amen. He wants to be your security concerning your health. He wants to be your security concerning your health. Remember in Matthew chapter 9, we don't have much time, but there was two blind men that came to Jesus. Matthew 9, verses 27 through 30. And they just believed and knew that they knew that they knew that Jesus could heal them. And Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And He said, "According to your faith will it be done to you," and their sight was restored. That's Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. Jesus wants to be your security in the area of health. You see what I'm saying? You might be turning to maybe a diet or an exercise plan. I'm not saying that those are bad. A good diet, a good exercise plan, those things are good. But if you're only relying upon diet and exercise to keep you healthy, that is a false sense of security. Because there's people out there that have a great diet, there's people out there that have a great exercise plan, but they still get sick. You may have a great diet. You may have a great exercise plan, but you can still get ill. And if you get ill at that point, your only true security is found in Jesus Christ, the healer. And He can heal you. He wants to be your all in all. He wants to be your healer. He wants to be the one that gives you safety and security concerning your health. When you have nothing else or nobody else to turn to, and you're sick in your body, turn to Jesus like the two blind men. Amen? And He can heal your body. Jesus wants to be your security concerning your finances. He is the miracle-working God. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that Jesus never changes. You can read in Matthew chapter 17 of a financial miracle that Jesus performed. He told Peter to go and catch a fish, pull the money out of the mouth of the fish, and to pay the tax collectors. We serve a Jesus who is the same. Amen? You might be going through financial problems today. You might be relying just on your job, just on somebody else concerning your finances. Well, this job is going to provide my finances. Or this person is going to provide my finances. Or the system is going to provide my finances. What about when the system wears out? What about when that person stops giving? What about, God forbid, if you lose that job? At that point, who do you turn to? You turn to the one who is your complete security, Jesus Christ, and He can perform financial miracles in your life. Amen? I'm not saying that a job is bad. A job is a good thing. I'm not saying that somebody who is giving you money is a bad thing. That's a good thing. I'm not saying that the system is a bad thing. That's a good thing. But what about when those areas run dry? The only one you can turn to is who? Jesus Christ, the miracle-working God. And He can miraculously, in a moment, turn your financial situation around. Amen? Amen? He wants to be your all in all. He wants to be your security as far as your human relationships are concerned. You may have a relationship that was important to you that is now broken. It's been severed. Or maybe you're depending on somebody to be there for you, to be your companion, to keep you out of depression. And maybe you have a lot of trust and reliance on a certain human being, on a certain individual. But what about when that individual turns their back on you? What about when that individual moves out of state and has no communication with you? What are you going to do at that point? I'm not saying it's bad to have a relationship with human beings. It's a good thing. But what about when these people are out of your life? The only one you can turn to at that point is whom? Jesus Christ, who is your true security. Amen? Amen. He is a friend that will never leave you and never forsake you. He is always there with you. He wants to live on the inside of you. Is that good news tonight? Yeah. Jesus wants to be your security. He wants to be your all in all in every area of your life. But here's the fact. In order for Jesus to be your all in all, He's first got to be your eternal security. In order for Jesus to be your security, your safe haven, in different areas of your life, He has first of all got to be your eternal security. What does that mean? What does it mean? It means this. According to Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. It takes faith in Jesus Christ. Now, can somebody get me two chairs real quick? Two chairs. Right here up front, if I could for a second, just borrow two chairs. All right. We got two chairs here, right? It's called the chair illustration. Got two chairs right here. Let's say one chair is called my name, Jonathan. And this chair is called Jesus Christ. Right now, you might be sitting in the chair called self. You're relying on yourself. You're depending upon yourself. You're relying on the job or the system or that person or whatever it might be. So you're resting, you're relying, you're depending upon yourself. This is what saving faith in Jesus is like. It's like getting up off the chair called self and sitting, leaning, relying on the chair called Jesus Christ. It's placing your entire life in the hands of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Putting your faith and your trust, your all in all in Jesus. Saying, Jesus, I put my life into your hands. I believe in you, Jesus. You be my Lord and my Savior. He said, there's so many people out there who are depending upon themselves. They're in the driver's seat of their own life. Sitting in the driver's seat of their own life. In control of their own life. But saving faith says, you know what? Slide out of the driver's seat of your life. Slide into the passenger seat and let Jesus sit in the driver's seat of your life. Let Jesus take control of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Financial provision, relational provision, emotional provision, health provision. It all begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter, friends, what storm you're going through in life. Remember this, if you've got relationship with Jesus Christ in your life, your boat is being rocked. Remember this, it is being rocked in the hollow of Jesus' hands. Your life is not going to tip. You will not drown. Jesus is there to save you. And that's what Jesus means. It means salvation. He is your salvation, your security in every area of life. But it all begins with relationship with Christ. Remember this, God, Jesus, they are not obligated to bless anyone who is living in rebellion to them. If you're saying in your own heart, you know, God, I want control of my own life. God, this is my life. I do with my life what I want to do with it. Stay out. That's living in rebellion to God. That's living in rebellion to Jesus Christ, God the Son. If you're saying that to God, guess what? He is not obligated to be your security, your all in all. But if you humble yourself, the Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you humble yourself and say, you know what? I throw my life into your hands, Jesus. If you have that attitude of humility, you bow down before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you have that attitude, bowing down, surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus, then you will be blessed. He will be your security in every area of your life. But again, it all begins with eternal security in Jesus by placing faith and trust in the Savior of this world. Amen?
Amen.